This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Will Z got us a list of number one picks who have played for the Sacramento Kings.
By the way, Chris Webber is that Roddy and others. Chris Webber was picked number one by the Orlando Magic. Mm-hmm. He got traded by the Magic to the Warriors. Mm-hmm. Anthony Hardaway, number three pick. Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with the fact that Chris was still
Chris was the number one pick. Yeah.
Anybody remember number two? You know number two.
Number two of Chris. It's not Alonzo. That was Shaq's year. Christian Laettner was Shaq's year. Who?
Sean Bradley.
It was Sean Bradley. That's right.
To Philadelphia.
Philadelphia have been messing up picks for decades.
Yeah.
God bless Sean Bradley. They've been messing. Wait, is Sean Bradley, he's not with us no more?
Yeah, I think he passed.
Oh, I don't think Sean Bradley's dead, is he?
I know. He either passed or at best, I should say, he was like paralyzed in a bicycle accident.
Sean Bradley. No, Sean Bradley's alive.
Oh, sorry.
I think you are right, though. He got hit by a bike, and he ended up pretty bad.
Paralyzed from it. Or
yeah,
something like that. I thought he had passed after that, though, but I'm glad he didn't.
Yeah, he is in a wheelchair. No, but he's still with us.
Okay.
Man, we really be killing people off
on
this show.
We really do.
Take that back.
We have to say.
Oh, and we do it with confidence, too. Confidence.
Can we make a New Year's resolution to stop killing off people who are alive and well?
I apologize, Sean. I apologize, man. I'm glad you're still with us, brother. I apologize.
Low-key think we should turn into the D'Lo and KC graveyard. Just once we call it, it's done.
I'm sorry, Sean.
Undertaker died like five times. It's no different than this.
Vince died once.
Blew up in a limo.
Well, we don't know if he died.
Which Vince?
Redacted.
Vince McMahon died once?
Well,
in a limo.
We don't know.
He was blown up.
Oh.
We don't know. We assumed.
Oh. Okay.
Because they couldn't finish that storyline.
Had the president fearfully called.
I'm really glad Sean Bradley's okay.
Me too.
No, I can't. How many people I've killed off a couple, but it was.
I'm trying to think of who we've killed off before.
I'm drawing a blank. I can't remember.
I know we have, because I remember, he's alive. Like, oh, wait, really? No, he's fine. Oh, all right. Then we've talked about people who actually just recently passed and we didn't know.
Yeah.
Former number one overall picks to join Markelle Fultz on the Sacramento Kings. Chris Webber.
I want to take my number back.
I'm never going to get through this goddamn list.
My number's not eight. It's five. I'm going to say five.
Well, okay. All right. Okay. There's asterisks, but Dick Ricketts was the number one overall pick.
Hey, bro.
He played. What do you want me to do? What am I supposed to do in this situation? The man's name is. It's Dick Ricketts.
You're out.
You could have called him Richard.
I don't know that his name is Richard.
Wow.
Look, Basketball Reference says his name is Dick Ricketts.
Yo, he keeps saying it.
They were throwing my name in the chat for what we call Ricky Starks, so that I'm calling Ricky Starks. call him, I don't even know if I can say it.
Somebody named S.I. Green, Bob Boozer, Oscar Robertson, Art Heyman, which I,
Al Heyman's cousin,
Paul Heyman's brother, Fred Hetzel.
They didn't even have the draft back then.
That was 1965. Jimmy Walker, that Dynamite? Dynamite played for the Sacramento Kings.
Or the alcohol.
That's Johnny Walker.
Oh, Johnny Walker. Yeah, Johnny Walker.
You're not a big drinker, so it's
fine.
Nate Williams, of course, Ralph Sampson, Purvis Ellison, Chris Webber. Thanks to Will Z for those. How 11.
Many, I said eight, bro. I said eight.
You said, then you changed it to like five.
It was after the time, so I had to stick with
you. Look, you're.
That's eight.
You're count having it. A better day than Kyle Mattson, but you've lost.
Count it. Joe Smith never played for the
game. I need the video of Kyle quitting cut and loaded into our system so we could just call back to it anytime we want to.
That was incredible.
That was actually way more amazing than him picking a number. He just, and I don't know, maybe his pen didn't work.
I was like, Batista walking out.
Yeah, I don't know
company.
What happened.
He just quit. He was like, I'm
Do
not
Do you have an answer
this,
for what went wrong? Like, did the pen not work? What happened here?
No, I was doing math and I erased. And then all of a sudden you guys were saying numbers and I was like, oh, I'm not going to get to write down a number because everyone already said.
Poor right Kyle.
Them lights got
so
to
yeah,
Kyle.
He didn't get his draft card in time.
He's the Minnesota Vikings. Yeah,
did not get his draft card in time.
He didn't get his.
Oh, that's tough.
Bro, that doesn't get talked about enough. Tough. How do you not get your draft card in on time? That don't get talked about enough. That's the worst ever. Damn.
Oh, no. Warren posted a live look at Kyle Mattson doing pocket watching, and it's when the guy walked out of the boxing ring.
That was a classic.
When he just left. Oh, that's epic.
Fun fact, Deontay Wilder is about to fight him next.
The guy who quit?
Yeah.
How do you still get to box after you just walk out of the ring?
Money needs to be made. People need people to knock out.
I guess that's no different than Dana White going, John Jones is never going to headline a UFC pay-per-view again. He's headlined seven since that line.
That dude walking out is hilarious.
Man.
Oh, what a classic.
You know, broke his heart right before Valentine's Day. Man.
You know, what are we at? It's 107. And we've talked about what the Kings are going to do tonight. We talked a little bit about the game last night. We talked about our
coworkers, donuts.
We talked about what's the number one pick's name again?
Dick Ricketts.
And we haven't mentioned the incredible night from Keon Ellis.
Yeah, Keon had an incredible night. I just want to look up
Mr. Ricketts.
Richard James Ricketts.
I'm looking up people we've killed.
Junior.
I'm looking up people we've killed off, by the way. We have a show title that says, oh, no, he is dead.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure who we killed off then. I'm looking still. And then we have one that says, Liz Frank died in 1847, by the way. I'm still looking. I'm seeing if we have anything else.
Oh, my goodness.
I swear to God. This show is incredible. This show is absolutely amazing.
And then we have, is she dead?
Oh, wow.
He is dead. And then we have, is she dead?
Who?
I have no idea who that could be.
Man.
That was April 2nd, 2021.
That was early days of D'Lo and KC. Less than a year old.
Yeah. Yeah. Those were the days. The big couch days.
Oh, man.
Gray wall.
Where my back
just back problems.
Died.
Like, just massive back problems being
Dame
born.
Wasn't wearing glasses back then.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Probably spoke a total of 30 words to you guys up until then.
that's back when Jesse wasn't allowed to talk. Hey, man, don't let Jesse talk. What? That's like the first thing we did when Danny left was like, hey, Jesse, you need to talk more. Now Jesse's the star of the show.
He's the star. He is the star.
Oh, man. As much as this show stresses me out, it's so freaking fun. It's actually ridiculous. This is the most fun I've ever had doing radio.
It's a good time.
I love Jason. I love Ken. Those guys were great. I love Chris, too. But this is so much fun.
Well, it's because it's like nobody even pays attention. So it's like, whatever. We'll just do what we want, I guess.
Yeah, we do. No one's gonna walk in and go, "Hey guys, clean it up. Stop talking about Dick Ricketts." No one cares that Dick Ricketts averaged 9 points for the Cincinnati Royals in 1958.
Nobody's ever really tried to mess with the show.
Well, look at this, Will Z. Richard Ricketts played 3 seasons and then quit basketball to play in Major League Baseball.
Call him by his name, please.
Richard.
No. Well,
his name is Dick Ricketts. Yeah. Well, his name is Richard James Ricketts Jr.
It just sounds different, man, when you got it, like, the last name, too. Like,
so can you imagine, sounds, too, like, Dick weird. Ricketts is funny. But, like, what, like, because Dick Ricketts, you feel like you know what he looks like. But if his name was R.J. Ricketts, like, whole different vibe.
Like, was this before
R.J. Ricketts broke the color barrier for the Cincinnati Royals in 1958.
Dick Ricketts, not to be confused with Dick Sherman, by the way.
Ah, yes.
I mean,
the Dick Sherman saga.
His name was Richard. His name was
Well,
Richard.
That's not what who Twitter
called
says.
Him, yeah, who called him the otherwise?
It's not what Twitter says.
I don't know. I don't know.
You got blocked by Richard Sherman because of that? Did you get blocked by Warren Sapp, too, or Warren Sapp just popped back at you?
He just popped back at me.
Because you paused him?
Yeah, because he's... I ain't gonna say what he said. I'll say it on.
No, what was it again? Say it again.
We've talked about it. You can
like
say
this.
We've talked about it.
We already hear. What was it again?
He said something to the effect of, went to X some restaurant. Man, I love that meat over there.
Oh, that's what it was. That's what it was.
I told him pause, and he said, pause those frog-eyed glasses you got.
Little did he know, those were just decorative glasses. KC was just rocking specs for fun.
I was just minding my own business.
Not that I don't do that on the daily, but
that was like the first time I was like, oh, these famous people respond.
So. Kenny, that's why Kenny tags everybody in those drinking videos.
None of them responded that one, though. None of them responded that. I got another one lined up. I didn't put one up last night, but I got one lined up for my boys in the know you. Oh,
hey.
Snap.
Hey.
Oh,
hey.
Snap.
Oh, what's good, baby?
TK in the house. TK in the house.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
House. Hey, yo.
Tristan's we cooking here. Now. We cooking now.
Come on, man.
All-Star Weekend is officially started. It's officially started, oh, man. TK in Sacramento, man. Stop playing with
us. We might have to do Flashback Friday with TK here.
Let's go.
Man. Oh, we're going. Hold on. Let's get TK's camera. We're going to talk about the Kings at some point. Oh, she looked like a little person over there. We got to get that camera fixed.
Jacket so kind of fire. Jacket kind of fire. Come on now. Yeah, we'll break down now.
Did you get that jacket from Drake, too, like Kenny got?
I didn't get it. I didn't get
it. You do have a jacket from Drake. Yeah,
I didn't get anything.
We're going to get Trista settled. Trista Crick is in the building with us. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Kings at some point unless something else derails us.
And it probably will.
It will. The way today is going, it absolutely will. I damn near want to get a drink after this. Steelo and Casey. Well, Trista doesn't drink. Just get Trista some Coke Zero and let's keep it moving. Steelo and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, we back in here. Trista Crick is in the building. This show may never get on track. Yeah. We're going to have some fun. We have talked more about Dick Ricketts than Keon Ellis today.
Well,
you're throwing that word around kind of loosely today,
yo,
too. Yeah.
Get this man out of here.
It's not a word.
Like
it's a name.
You going to let him talk
to you
know
like that?
He's a former number one overall pick in the NBA draft. Respect him.
Did you see Steve Kerr losing last night?
Again? Jesus Christ, no.
Look, did you see that, TK?
No, I didn't see it. I watched ridiculous. Like the last second half of that game.
That's kind
of
what I
half?
Did.
It was the first half, I think. It might have been the second half. Like
they
early
hate
the
Buddy Hield now, don't they? They hate him.
Oh, yeah. Let's check in on Jim Parks. Let's see how Jim Parks doing.
Yeah, but Steve Kerr lost it during the timeout to fake Gucci.
Wow.
Yeah, he got mad at fake Gucci, and guess who had to hold him back? Draymond.
Really?
Times what Draymond was doing there, I don't even know. They were like at half court, and Draymond's there with the rest of the coaches for whatever reason.
Roddy says Jim Parks melted down last night.
Oh, there he is. Oh, are like, you familiar with Jim always melt down?
That's what Roddy says.
Are you familiar with him?
No, I'm not.
He's like Warriors super fan that just hates Steve Kerr.
Oh, does
and he hates Buddy Hield. And every game he'd be tweeting. He even got a YouTube show. I got to watch it one time, only when the Warriors lose, though. But, he just goes in. So we got to do our semi-daily check when the Warriors lose.
Well, he's doing a lot of retweeting. Oh, here's the refs openly cheated the Warriors and rubbed it in the faces of the viewers.
In the view.
And Steve Kerr was an abomination with his ridiculous starting lineups and nonsensical. I don't know that word. Infantile. Tushin? With, oh, infatuation.
Okay.
His nonsensical infatuation with Buddy Hield.
Would you guys rather be referred to as an abomination or as a scumbag?
Oh, yeah, man.
He called scumbag.
Did he call Steve Kerr a scumbag?
Yeah. I'd rather be a scumbag than an abomination. Scumbags, like, that one just came off rip off the top of your head. Abomination, you've been thinking about.
Yeah, you know?
Didn't he say Buddy Hield was disgusting?
Yes. Since Steve Kerr has never had any shame in his sabotage, Buddy Hield should do his team a favor and volunteer to come off the bench. The NBA team or coach that would start Hield with mostly a full roster other than this brain-dead goldfish.
Oh, my goodness. This guy is a wild man. The level of conspiracy that he is accusing... Our dubs are down bad right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they're down bad.
Brain dead goldfish.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Hey, Jim Park, he don't disappoint, man. He don't disappoint. I need to follow this guy right now.
I don't follow him. I just look him up every game, really? And it's so fun.
Brain dead goldfish.
Oh, my
Steve Kerr threw this game. By playing Buddy Hield to the ground at the end of the day above all else.
He didn't play him that much.
Everybody on the planet watching this game could see it except for him.
I don't even remember Buddy Hield in the game. I watched the last three quarters, and I don't even remember him playing.
I don't really recall him being out there at the end. It was a lot of Brandon Pajemski.
He does a lot of capitalizations of words, like Moody with an idiotic defensive possession. What the hell was he even doing? You can guess what word is. Here's another one. Through all the BS Kerr handicaps, through all the ref rigging, the Warriors still take a 1-point lead with 3 minutes left in the game. Unreal.
I'm looking at him now.
Oh, he had a tough day.
Jim Parks, I want to shoot free throws. I want to see what he like. All this talking, I want to see him like shoot a free throw. See what that looks like.
He is tweeting a lot too. Pods and Moody are not championship caliber players. Warriors front office are clowns for not making a secondary move for a real starting shooting guard after the Butler deal. They actually kept Buddy Hield too. Yeah, nobody wants Buddy Hield, buddy. Like, nobody wants him.
Clowns.
Remember what I told you guys, the rest in peace, my guy, Jerry West. Buddy, he is as dumb as a stump. That boy, dumb as a stump.
He went back to West Virginia. Dumb as a stump.
And stumps everywhere were offended.
They're like, don't call us Buddy Hield.
Jerry.
Everybody saw the end of the game, right?
Yes.
Charge block. I thought that was a good call.
I thought it was a block.
I thought that was a good call. And the reason why
it looked like Kyrie was still shifting over at the time he took the contact, did it not?
Maybe so, but the reason why I'd give Kyrie the benefit of the doubt is he took it in the chest.
Pause.
Like it wasn't like the arm and he was sliding or not. Like he took the charge. And that's why I think it was legal.
But it was closer
than I originally thought, though.
I tell you what, that would have been a wild, Mavs meltdown if that would have been turned into an and one. Because that's what it would have been.
Oh, man.
Right?
Yeah. On their home floor. Because all I kept thinking because they were up, and when the Warriors got that back, all I kept thinking was, are they going to lose another game late like they did the Kings on their home floor with everything that they got going on right now?
That would have been tough. I gotta give a shout out to the AAC. You ever been to a game in Dallas?
I don't think I've ever been to American Airlines.
It looks pretty lit, man. I gotta give it to them.
I was at the All-Star game there when it snowed.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's when we were driving on the black ice, and Nate Robinson was about to whoop this dude's ass.
What did Nate say? He said, yo, I gotta, what did he say? We got a problem, we got to pull up on somebody?
Pretty much. I can't say what he said, but FTN, what you want to do was kind of there.
What you want to do? FTN.
And I was keeping it cool because I thought, that was his partner in the pool tournament. So I thought that was his boy. I don't know that. dude.
He's like, I don't know that dude.
What you want to do? Like, okay. All right, Nate. Like, we good.
Nate, good. Cool, man. But
he
I got
to like
give it
soliciting
up.
You to, like, do.
No, I think he wanted to whoop his ass. Yeah. Like, I think he was kind of done with him.
Excuse.
Yeah, no, I think he absolutely wanted to whoop his ass.
But I got to give a shout out, man. They do, like, we talk about, like, the crowds for, like, regular season games here in Golden 1 Center. Dallas, they do look like they lit out there for just the most random games. Like, it'd be turned up. And last night, they was electric.
That was an incredible last game, like, last sequence. And, like, the last quarter was just so back and forth.
Yeah.
I was talking to a friend of mine on the phone who is not an NBA fan. And I did, like, play-by-play. And it was just raucous. Back and forth. And Kyrie is the man. Mm-hmm. Is he not?
Oh, man.
Kyrie is just... He's everything.
Doesn't so I stuck around like for Kyrie and SVP.
Yes, same.
How happy does Kyrie look right now? And I don't. This isn't about Luka. Like, I think he's looked like this for like the last year or so.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like
he looks like he's at peace with life.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That is the perfect.
That's
way
exactly
of
what
it.
I took away from it as well. Like, wow.
He's
Kyrie.
Joking about Scott Van Pelt playing minutes for them, and mm-hmm. like he just seems so good.
And he's talking about whatever, and he's just got a smile on his face the whole time. I was talking to somebody. This guy's name is Walt Chisholm, and he does some stuff. Covers the Mavs, covers the Wings, covers the Cowboys. And he said that Kyrie is the best athlete he's ever been around in his life. He said if Kyrie was here right now and he did not know you and he saw you there as media, he would walk up to you and ask you about your family, ask you sincerely how you're doing, like, what is your origin story, like, where are you at and why are you here, like, really takes interest in other people's lives. I found that to be fascinating, considering that that's really not been what other media members have said about him. They've kind of made him out to be sort of prickly, especially at his time in Boston and in Brooklyn, right? Like, they didn't make it out like he was particularly easy to deal with, but he does look like a sense of calm and peace and happiness, and he's fine to put 45 on somebody. So he's fine.
Yeah, don't let all this smiling detract you from the fact he's one of the coldest dudes on the basketball
floor. He is the truth. We were watching the game, it was on, we weren't watching it, but I was with my wife last night, and she's like, man, Kyrie's a bucket. And I was just like, I don't want to go overboard when I talk about him, but I'm not going to lie to you. Every time I see him, I always want to say he may be pound for pound the most talented player that's ever played this game.
Yes. I interviewed Phil Handy back in 2020, and Phil Handy said, it's not close. I've never seen anybody as talented in my time as a coach, and I've talked, you know, I've coached a lot of good athletes. You know, Kyrie is one of, you know, it's LeBron, it's Kawhi, it's all these really impressively talented guys. And he said he's got the best handles I've ever seen. He's the most skilled guy I've ever seen, probably in the history of the sport. And I think that's probably true.
Yeah.
Pound for pound for a guy that small to be able to elevate to that level, the handles that he has, the clutch ability. I would rather have Kyrie right now than Dame in his prime.
And you know I love Dame, but I think that's easy. That's easy. I mean, and I'm a fan of both. But
same.
I'm really a Kyrie fan, and I ain't never seen nothing like him.
Kyrie's special.
I've never seen and she was asking me too. She was like, you think he's a better scorer than Steph? And I was like, I don't want to disrespect Steph, but Steph is a three-point, you know, sniper. Kyrie, I mean, he finishes at the basket. He hits the mid-range. He still can hit off the bounce from beyond the arc. Like,
his finishing is insane. Insane.
Kyrie might be, like, a better overall scorer than Steph, but Steph is so nasty from three that it's, like, it's hard to say. Like,
that's like we'll ever.
He's literally the greatest to ever do something in the game. He is the very, very greatest to ever do it. And it's tough to, when you just talk about scores and you do a 1v1 versus comp, it's tough to take that away from Steph.
Aaron Mick in the chat says,
Thomas
AI
Ruggs.
In his prime or Kyrie, and Allen Iverson is one of my top three favorite players to ever play the game. Kyrie better.
Yeah, I feel like it's Kyrie kind of easily.
Yeah.
Easily, because AI's peak didn't last nearly as long as Kyrie's peak has lasted.
Mm-hmm.
He almost feels like he's had a renaissance. He had a little bit of a downturn at the end of his time in Brooklyn, where you were thinking maybe he's not healthy, maybe he's
I think it was surrounded by so much.
Mm-hmm.
But,
everything that was going on.
Yeah.
And then,
well,
like
COVID, yep. the vaccines, all of those different things, being able to sit courtside but not be able to play.
Yeah. And then he comes to Dallas and you're like, oh, well, how is this going to work? They got him for a song. And you're thinking to yourself, well, what does Brooklyn know that we don't know if they're willing to give him up for this?
Mm-hmm.
He just didn't want to be there anymore. And now what we're seeing from Kyrie is what we saw from him in Cleveland. Right. Maybe even more impressive because he's winning.
Right.
And we really didn't see Kyrie win before he had LeBron with him on that team. So this is awesome. And I think what is a testament to, and I know we probably are all aligned in terms of, like, I don't think trading Luka's the right move ever economically if you own a team. Like, that doesn't make any damn sense.
Right.
But if you're going to give the bag to Kyrie now as a result and he's the man and you think, well, Kyrie's a pure enough scorer and a guy who can take those clutch buckets and we believe in Kyrie over Luka even at 32 years old.
I was just about to ask. He's 32.
I think he's 32. Mm-hmm. I think I'm fine with that. I think I'm okay with that, especially in the short term.
He's a franchise player.
Yeah.
He's a franchise.
He's going to get a bag this offseason.
Is he? He's a free agent this offseason, or
I think he's extension.
Got an option or something like that.
I think he's extension eligible. If I push tab, will it close me out?
It will not.
It will not. Okay. We'll find out.
It won't. You're good. Okay. Just don't hit end stream and we'll be fine.
Don't do that. But, yeah.
Yeah, player option for 43.9 next year. Yeah. Kyrie got player option.
He picks it up and.
No, don't pick that up.
Extend.
Yeah. Well, true. Yeah.
What you think? You guys think you can get 50? 50
yeah,
a year?
Yeah, I do. 3 years, 150. Yeah.
I mean, what did we just see? B.I. got 40, right? It was 120. Yeah.
3 years, 120. Yeah. I think I would rather pay Kyrie than Jimmy Butler. What was the Jimmy
Butler? Oh, my God. That's easy.
Jimmy
going to beat somebody's
year.
Ass the middle of next year.
No doubt.
Buddies.
Oh, man, if there is a God. If there's a guy, and it'll happen on the floor. Now, I don't want Buddy to get hurt. I just want that confrontation on the floor.
Did you see that clip of Draymond talking about Jimmy Butler?
No.
So Draymond, he's on this podcast or whatever, and he's like, you know, Steph was, we were talking, and I looked at him, and I said, this is the last dance. And
it really
hit me. And the thing about it with Jimmy Butler coming over, you know, he's a winner. And I've experienced people hating on winners. And
I've been the victim.
Yeah, I've been the victim.
Yeah.
And I just don't want. And then we sat there. Is he comparing himself to Jimmy?
Yes.
Well, he's calling himself a victim.
Yes.
That's the hilarious part. We then promptly ran a 60-second mixtape where he beat the crap out of half of the league.
Jimmy Butler is a lot of things, but he's not that.
He's not that.
And I think what was fascinating to me about the whole Jimmy situation to begin with, guys, is. Okay, Jimmy's not happy in Miami. I'm okay with that. Mm. I think they did him dirty. They didn't really give him any players that he wanted. Like, he wanted Dame. No. He wanted other players. He wanted Bradley Beal. No. Okay, so he took you to two finals. You don't want to pay him. You're Pat Riley's last offseason talking all kinds of smack about Jimmy Butler. Oh,
Pat, we trust. That's my boy, Pat Riley.
Fine. But he's like, oh, Jimmy doesn't play enough games for me to consider him a superstar. Remember, Jimmy was yapping during the Boston Celtics series, and he was like, if you're not playing, shut your ass up. And then he was like, Tyler Hero's like a son to me. It's like, I'm sorry, Tyler Hero doesn't play in the playoffs either, sir. So, okay, fair. Jimmy wants out. It's a mess. But he wanted to only go to Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like that was such a mistake. The disaster that place is right now doesn't make any damn sense.
Yep.
And now Jimmy, and I called someone who used to represent him. I was like, why? I was in New Orleans. I need to make this call. It was right before I went on with you, Kenny. And I said to him, why? Why is it Phoenix and only Phoenix? He goes, I just think it's the only place he believes is actually going to pay him an extension.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, if Golden State would pay him the extension, would he go there? Well, they won't pay him the extension. I'm like, well, what if they do? He would probably go there if they would pay him. And not less than 12 hours, he is a Golden State Warrior. And just yesterday, I get a text from that same person. They're like, Jimmy just called me yesterday and said, I really dodged a bullet by not. Mm-hmm. Like, I really am happy in Golden State. These guys don't have egos. They care about winning. They'll give me the ball down the stretch if that's what is required for the game plan to slow the game down. and I don't have to worry about getting looked off by Haywood Highsmith, right? And, like, that's what he was pissed off about mostly, is, like, these scrubs are not giving me the ball. And they're like, Jimmy, just go stand in the corner. We're going to run the offense through Tyler Hero.
It's his team now.
And it's Tyler's team now. But when we get into a real bad spot, we'll give you the ball and let you dig us out of it. Mm-hmm. And I think that was what, you know, he had such a problem with.
Let me ask both of you guys real quick, because yesterday was the first time I really watched.
I want to make sure we get back to the Suns. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. That was the first time I really watched the new Warriors. What do you think about them? Like, you think they can make a push at Western Conference Finals?
No, I don't. I think if they can get into the sixth seed, then maybe they can win a playoff series. But Jimmy will have to be much better than he is right now. Like, he will have to be 25-point scorer. You're going to need shooting from someone besides Steph. Like, I don't know where that shooting's coming from. Is that coming from Pods? Like, I don't know. Is that coming from some of these other role players? I think it helps them a lot to have a guy that you can believe in and give the ball to when it's not just Steph and only Steph. And the offense certainly runs better. But I don't think they could go to the Western Conference Finals. I don't think they could beat an OKC on the road, like on the road to that Western Conference Finals. I don't think they could beat the Lakers on the road to the Western Conference Finals if everybody's healthy.
What you think, Dan?
Mm-mm.
I don't think so either.
Nah.
I think they're better.
But I do think they're better. Yeah. Like, and that's the frustrating part is, like, I do think they're better. Now it becomes a, you know, that game was big for Sacramento because it takes the Warriors two games back from Sacramento, and I think there is a very realistic scenario where we're talking about another Warriors Kings playing game.
Definitely. Oof.
Like, that's a very real reality right now. And this is another huge night for the Kings. There is a lot happening that matters to what the Kings, you know, what they look like going into this All-Star break. You got the Warriors at Houston, you've got Miami at Dallas. And there's one more. You got Oklahoma City at Minnesota. Like, you're like, Minnesota's in, you know, they're within eye shot here. Like, that's I think you could pull within half a game of them if you take care of business versus New Orleans tonight. Mm-hmm. Things go well for you. The Warriors could drop three games behind you. And then San Antonio, I got my eye on San Antonio
San Antonio, they a week away from starting to plan for next season.
Yes.
San Antonio going to learn.
De'Aaron Fox going to learn.
Well, I think De'Aaron Fox knows San Antonio is going to learn.
So look, somebody
that said, little piece I dropped after Mike Brown was fired is going to age like fine wine.
Somebody, I think it was Vince. I think I was watching their post game on TNT. They were talking about the team and all this other stuff and, like, Fox going there, da-da-da-da. And once again, this ain't no shade, but they were just like, yeah, I think they need another guy. It's like,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that wasn't the answer. That wasn't Mike and Scotty, Kobe and Shaq. That was, yeah.
It's a good ball player.
Take your third player, and then you still got to find number two.
Man.
De'Aaron is the third best player on a championship.
You got Horace Grant. I was trying not to, like, you
is
did.
Is he the third best player on a championship team?
Yeah, he's not even Chris Bosh.
Wow.
Come on, man. Chris Bosh was an all-star.
Yeah.
This is true.
He's not Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh was the most, like, one of the most coveted free agents
absolutely.
When he decided to go to Miami.
Yep.
Man, he was good when he was alone.
He was.
He was really good alone.
He wasn't terrible with the Heat, but he was different.
He was just a corner shooter.
He was different.
It just got weird when they were winning championships.
Well, we've seen the memes.
Yeah.
And celebrations are just...
Yeah, celebrations are crazy.
Do you guys think it was petty that I made a video about De'Aaron Fox unfollowing Sabonis?
Nah.
People were like, get out of that man's social media. And I said, I didn't
get in it.
I never searched for that.
No. So that was all over our... Yeah. That was all in our mentions yesterday when the show started. And I was like, what the hell is going on?
We weren't tripping on. I saw it earlier in the morning. And I was like, oh, okay. It's whatever. I didn't think we'd talk about it. I didn't think it was, like, necessarily newsworthy. But people were pissed. They're still talking about it today. Like, and then his back and forth, and I'm with you, Trista. I understand, like, it may not mean as much as maybe people make it out to, But there is effort in unfollowing somebody. Like, there's mental effort, there's emotional effort of like, I'm da 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 da, and then actually going to find the person to do it. It does mean something. I don't know what it means, but it does mean something.
Well, and I think if it was only that, if it was only, oh, you know, De'Aaron's on another team, he gets traded in the off season, and in the summer, in the middle of like him enjoying time with his family, maybe Sabonis is somewhere with his family and he's posting a bunch from, I don't know, wherever, Lithuania, wherever he's vacationing.
Because if there's something Domas does, it's post on social media.
Yeah, exactly. Which is way too much.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, it's my off time. I've got the extra time. I'm just going to have a mass purge of all of my people I don't want to follow anymore.
Yeah.
This is the middle of the season.
He did it at halftime of a game.
He was like, I'm tired of this-ish, you know? And then we've got all of the stuff surrounding what went on between, you know, just the fans and him and you guys talking and, like, what really went on versus what was reported, him saying he wants to be a king or wanted to be a king for life, the Mike Brown firing, like, the way that the trade request went down. We didn't request the trade, but we actually did request the trade. We didn't think we could trade it in the middle of the season. It's like, everything's very fishy, and we don't know what to believe, but we have the crumbs. And every time he does anything...
And that's only the stuff that's out.
Right. Right. Every time he does something that we know about publicly, in addition to what you guys know is happening privately, it's all leading us down
the
one
mics
road.
Will fight you. Be careful.
It's all leading us to the same place, which is like, you're not handling this like a professional. Mm. Or at least you're allowing yourself to get caught up in the drama, which you don't need to do, and the fans are starting, the Kings fans at least, I think, are starting to resent you for it.
Well, I think like what he's doing from even the conversation with me, because and while I respect it, I respected the call and appreciated the conversation, he framed it in a way as if we have an 8-year relationship, and we don't. But again, I appreciated and respected the call, but
he was acting, like, you know me. And it's like, no, I don't know you.
He's acting so far out of his character.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's the part where it's really like from not, because he didn't just call me. He called like 4 other people. He DM'd KC. He DM'd multiple people. And it's like, this is so far out of who you are. And now the social media stuff, it wasn't even just the unfollowing. It's like, whatever. He got into a really lengthy back and forth.
Yes, like, I just don't want to see his stuff anymore.
And then he just kept responding, and it's like, that is
really
never
weird.
Been what, like, you, I've seen De'Aaron respond once, maybe twice, but, like, get into a back and forth with, like, a person.
That question, the question that I think of, and you guys can give your opinions without, you know, anything that you guys know, like, or mentioning that, but what do you think that change in behavior is? Like, what is that coming down to? Is it just he thought he would be able to leave Sacramento and still have and be in the good graces of the fan base? And thought, and he's now confronting what it's like for a fan base to turn on you, and is trying desperately to explain himself, or what is it? Because it feels so different.
I think that is a big part of it, and combined with that, I joke about it's them lights. These lights, like, you're aside from Luka, you were the focal point of the NBA. And you're wanting out and all this other stuff. And the way you went about it was, until Luka came around, like, that was the one of the biggest story for like a week. And that's, he's not used to it. He's not used to not everything being love.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because usually if he's on NBA Today, it's because he did something great. Or if we're talking about him, like, usually, like, it's pretty love.
Yeah.
Love fest. This one was like, yo, I don't know. You're looking a little different. Fans were talking about he's looking a little different. And in the Castle video, I think that sent them over to it. He was not ready for the way people reacted to that video.
Which is like, wow, you're tampering? Not only are you trying to go, you don't even want your former team to get any good pieces back?
So his argument was he wasn't. And so we played the video. We played the video with how everyone saw it on social media. Then we played the video with the context that he gave us. And his context was that text exchange that he's talking about occurred after the trade was done.
Mm.
He went so far as to even send it to me. Like, he screenshotted it and sent it to me. And unless he went through a really elaborate, like, Photoshop, like, he's telling the truth.
Right.
But I was like, Darren, you understand, like, the issue, like, that's you. Mm. That's not, someone didn't take what you said, wrote it, and we're all misunderstanding it. Like, we're looking at your face, say this. And I think he was trying to convey a message improperly, mm-hmm. whether he was talking to Rich, Clutch, whoever. The conversation he had with Castle was afterwards. Now, we could believe that that's all true, but if you're telling Rich Paul, I don't want Castle traded,
yeah.
it's still kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're 100%, he was completely bent out of shape by that video and the response to it, because that started the snake, the fox in the grass emojis. We'll come back. Trista Crick is here in studio with us. We're going to be talking about everything all day long. We got Matt George's final hour of the show. Steven with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, we back here. Trista Crick in studio with us. She's out in California for All-Star festivities this weekend. Make sure you're following at ESPN 1320 at Dilo and KC. Kenny's going to be out at All-Star weekend as well. I know Kyle's going to meet up with you guys, I think, on Saturday.
Sweet.
And
I didn't even know that. That's dope.
Yeah, there'll be tons of social content for you guys to take in.
Kyle going to be in the building?
No, Kyle, I asked Kyle yesterday. I was like, do you want to go to All-Star? He was like, no, not really, but I'm going to be in the city, so I want to meet up with Trista. And if KC going to be out there, I want to be with him.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to be out there, so.
Yeah. For sure.
You're going, right?
No, I'm not going.
I'm going with my guy. Two things. We don't want to spend a whole time with Fox.
I would have drove down for the game if you were staying for the game, but you're leaving for the game.
Well, I am, but it doesn't matter.
I spend enough time with you. I spend more than enough time.
Just go ahead. Unfollow me. Go ahead.
I already did. Years ago.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No.
I have him blocked on Twitter.
Yeah,
That's not true.
I text with you more than I text with him.
Really?
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Wow.
We don't need to text each other.
The only time we text is during the Kings games. And if we hear...
And it's normally a really smart-ass remark about something.
Two things about this, though, that I just went and looked at Sabonis' pages, and that's kind of messed up. He had the goodbye thing posted on his Instagram.
Yes. And he was like, it's bigger than basketball.
Yeah.
And he's like, and Darren is like,
he should take that down. He should delete that post.
So is the rumor and the lore, because I don't know, right? Like, I am not in on this this tea as much as you guys. Is the rumor around what the issue is that Sabonis got Mike Brown fired? And that's what the issue is between De'Aaron and Domas? Is that what the rumor is, at least?
There's some validity to that rumor, yeah.
So the front office and De'Aaron's POV and maybe Michael Brown's POV possibly is that the front office chose Domas over De'Aaron.
They didn't just choose Domas, though.
Right.
There were others.
Yeah.
There were others that were saying, hey, we don't like
there
the
were
way that
other
this.
Heavy hitters.
Got it.
Yeah.
There's not that many heavy hitters on the team.
I know. Yeah. Yep. Didn't leave a lot open for the imagination right there. Yeah.
You know, change
well, one
is good.
Well, one of them is very obvious.
Yeah.
DeMar clearly did not like playing for
change
Mike Brown.
Change is good.
You don't have to be an insider. You don't have to be, yeah. like, all you have to do is have eyes.
Yeah.
If you have eyes and you have ears, you can realize DeMar DeRozan.
Which is wild because he just got there, right?
So well, sometimes change is good.
Yeah.
Sometimes 2.5 months is just too damn long to spend with somebody.
DeMar averaging 35 since Mike Brown yes. has been gone. Just cooking. Game winners left and right. But, yeah, there's that. And then the other thing I think about when we talk about Fox.
By the way, those aren't the only two.
Got it. Maybe some young guys.
Yeah.
Some up-and-comers.
Maybe some fan favorites.
Fan favorites.
Maybe.
When I talk about them lights with Fox, remember, and you can grow into these things. It could just be like jarring at first or something like that. But remember how we noticed him when he went out there with Steph, and Steph was like like they get out of the van and it's just mass photographers. And Steph, who's been doing it for a decade, get out and walk and all this other stuff. And I just remember, at least me, I looked at De'Aaron, I was like, this, he looks overwhelmed. He looks like this is not what he expected or not what he's comfortable with. And I compare that to somebody like, even though they haven't gone through it forever, think about like Anthony Edwards. If he was out with Steph in China and all of them, he wouldn't, I'm here. I love this. This is what I do. Like, there's a difference between somebody that embraces that type of intention and someone that doesn't really want, like, them lights on you. You want it to a certain degree. You want your acknowledgement. You want to be able to get your endorsements and stuff like that. But, like, embracing that life, I don't know if De'Aaron embraces
He just wants to hoop. That. He's just like, I don't care about any of these other things. I just want to play basketball.
Yeah, I think there's probably some truth to that.
Those are the shoes and all that. It's really cool. It's a means to an end. Like, I can provide because of that. I'm getting acknowledgement. But I don't need the most poppin'est shoe line out there. I don't need the paparazzi that Steph and all those guys get. I don't even need to be in a big city. Like, put me in Sacramento or San Antonio. And that
well,
week,
put me somewhere. Put me somewhere where someone else is going to get all the attention.
And that certainly will happen.
When he's with Steph, Steph gets all the attention. In San Antonio, Victor Wembanyama going to get all the attention. And he can do what you just said. He could just play basketball.
Yeah. I heard something wild about this one hooper. It just reminded me. I'll text you guys, though.
Okay. Good for the show.
No, that's great. Perfect.
No, it just came to
tap
mind,
in. Right? Kenny will text us. Hey, what do you love about D'Lo and Casey? Just the text they send each other.
In the middle of the show.
In the middle of the show. Yeah, no, compelling conversation. I'll text you guys. It's good. What do you think of Markelle Fultz?
I kind of like that move, really. I thought Markelle Fultz has developed a nice little role for himself when he was with Orlando. I was pretty surprised that he hasn't been picked up by anybody. He can get you buckets. He's like a pretty good backup. I don't know why no team picked him up.
I was about to ask you, like, have you heard anything as to why? Because we got our years mixed up, and we thought he tore the ACL last year and was out, and then that's why he didn't get picked up. But he played in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, he was actually pretty good, too. I don't know. I think maybe why they weren't able to get a deal done with him or why they didn't want him is that Jalen Suggs started really advancing. But, I mean, he didn't average a crazy stat line, only like 8 points per game last season. But when Suggs was Buns, which was not that long ago, Markelle Fultz played pretty well, right? He was averaging in 22-23, he had like 30 minutes per game and get you 14-15 points a game. Yeah. That's like decent. Yeah. And not a great 3-point shooter, but you don't really need him for that. So I like the pickup. I think, what the hell? What can we lose, you know?
Right. And I just think, you know, I'm lowering the bar for Markelle Fultz for what I'm looking for is I need him to come in and give Malik Monk 8 to 10 minutes a game of just, you don't have to bring it up. You can sit or whatever you need to do because you don't have that right now. One thing they do is they try to put Zach LaVine at the one, and I appreciate him trying to do that, but that's not your role. You need a true organizer and ball distributor.
Table setter.
Table setter, all that out there. And just as Malik Monk kind of figures it out. You know, Malik said another thing yesterday that it wasn't one specific thing, but it just made me think. And he was talking about, like, the turnovers and, like, I got it lower today, and that's good.
I didn't have four today, finally.
Yeah. And something that I really, really appreciate and love about Malik Monk right now, he's taking this seriously. He is taking this opportunity seriously as being a point guard, being a leader, being somebody that the team relies on. Like, he's it means something to him. It matters to him that he's getting this opportunity, and he doesn't want to waste it. And, man, I appreciate the hell out of that. You know what I'm saying? Because some people may look at it as finally or it's about time or not, and he's like, no, I recognize this is my time, and I'm serious about, like, trying to make the most of it.
And he pops off the screen, right? When you watch him, he's involved in everything. And so that's the part that I care about as a fan is that be involved, be a part of winning basketball. If you don't have the ball in your hand, like, cut, you know, do the little things. And he's an energizer. That's what I like about Malik, is even when he's not scoring the basketball, you can tell he's still involved. And he's not disappearing off the court. You know he's there at all times. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I agree. I think the Kings got better after trading De'Aaron and picking up these, you know, these guys in at the trade deadline.
Well, Valanciunas has been great.
Great.
Like, he's been absolutely terrific for Sacramento.
He's a bruiser, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You're not going to step on Domas's chest when JV's around.
And thrown off that rim.
No.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and they have, you know, a brethren of, you know, being from the same country, playing, you know, in FIBA events together, Olympics together. So I like that fit between them. And truthfully, like, there is an argument to be made that Domas is more of a four than a five anyway. Mm-hmm. So if you can get him with a passing center who can do some things, they don't have to share minutes all the time. But that gives you a little bit of a different look than Domas having to be the main guy down low that, you know, plays defense.
The difference might be in the volume of threes he shoots versus his ability to actually hit them.
Yes.
Because he's hitting 40 whatever percent it is, but he's only taking two and some change a game.
Yeah,
if he could take five a game, that would be – we've been calling for this.
Yeah.
We've been talking
about
this. But
do we want him to take five threes a game?
Maybe four a game, three a game. More than this.
Sure.
Yeah. I popped on that JV dunk last night. I like JV, man. And then I like Laravia, too, although I found out the dirty secret about him last night. And I'm like, oh, no.
What's the dirty secret?
He can't shoot free throws.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then he had a nasty little brick. And I said, that's the free throw of somebody that can't shoot free. That wasn't just a miss.
You know, I had a nasty free throw last night. Steph.
Yeah. Oh. You know, I was so crazy as I was telling my friend that I was on the phone with, oh, yeah, Steph Curry, two free throws. He's about 100% free throw shooter, swaps the first one, misses the second. They were like, oh, my God, you just made that happen.
Yeah, well, the Trista jinx.
It's like when Mike Breen's like, Steph Curry, absolutely effortless from the free throw line. He'll make brick. As soon as the announcers do it, it's a wrap.
Yeah, that was jarring for everybody who saw. Like, he missed.
Like, not only did he missed badly.
He did.
Like, it wasn't, oh, he front-ended it, oh, in and out. It was like, what was that?
I don't know how Steph Curry never, like, doesn't shoot, like, 98% from the free throw line. Like, I feel like I've never seen him miss.
Yeah, for real.
Free throw line, Steph Curry. Man, greatest shooter ever.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.